Proverbs chapter 17. It's better to eat a dry, crusty piece of bread with peace with God than to have a great banquet in a large house that's full of trouble. A wise servant will gain authority over a master's worthless son and receive part of the inheritance. Gold and silver are tested by fire, and a person's heart is tested by God. Well, the heart is the mind, and God tests the mind, just as gold and silver are tested by fire to see if they're the real thing and to get rid of their impurities. And so it is with God. He wants to purify our minds. And this is the scope of God's operation in our day, very much focused upon the human mind, upon the heart, upon the spirit that's brought about by the work of His Holy Spirit. Evil people will listen to evil ideas. Liars listen to lies. And this is so true that people choose to listen to what they naturally want and what they're inclined towards. And of course, the opposite has got to be that the wise listen to wisdom. So, do you want to spend your time listening to God's word in the Bible? Or do you want to spend your time listening to novels, listening to all the stuff that is about men and about their petty lies and dishonesties and so forth? What do we want to watch? Do we want to watch the things of God, or do we want to watch the things of men? This is our choice, and it's made quite clear here in Proverbs. If you laugh at the poor, you insult God who made them, and you will be punished if you rejoice in another's misfortune. So never laugh at poor people. Always remember that the whole spirit of the law of Moses and the Old Testament was that because you were redeemed out of Egypt, because you were poor and were saved, you therefore have got to always be supportive of the poor. Some people think that a bribe works like it's from God, and they believe that bribes can do anything. In other words, people think that by having money and using it, even in an unethical way, this can get anything for you. But of course, what they don't see is that money can't get you forgiveness, money can't get you happiness, money can't get you a place in God's kingdom. So wealth, which is what everybody is so crazy about having, actually can't really buy anything that people really need. Forgive those who wrong you. Be wise enough to know that wrongs can destroy friendship. And of course, that is what happens, isn't it? That, oh, he did that to me, she did that to me. And that's the end of the friendship. And very often, you do have to forgive people, even though they don't repent or say sorry, if you want to keep the relationship. Now, it is true that trust and forgiveness are two different things. You may forgive somebody, but if they've done something that's abusive to you and destructive of you, well, you obviously wouldn't be wise to trust that person ever again unless they are going to put it right. But you, from your side, should forgive them. The wise learns more from one rebuke than a fool learns from being beaten 100 times. So again, we see the importance of correction and of accepting correction. We must keep on asking ourselves, in what ways am I growing? In what ways am I changing? When did I last receive correction from someone else or from God's word, and I actually changed? It's better to meet a mother bear who has had her cubs taken away from her than to meet a fool who is obsessed with his project. And that is so true, that people get absolutely obsessed with their projects in a foolish and unwise way, And it just becomes a mental obsession because they have not asked God into their lives. They have not asked for God's wisdom. And they're not trying to do their projects for godly motives. And so people get totally obsessed. And if you stand in their way, they become really, really aggressive and destructive. If you repay good with evil, you will never get evil out of your family. The start of an argument is like when a dam bursts and water flows everywhere. It must be stopped before it goes any further. Now again, stopping an argument is a case of self-control. That you start to get into this argumentative mindset and then you've got to stop. God hates both condemning the innocent and also letting the wicked go. It does no good for a fool to be educated, even with a wealthy education, because he doesn't even have basic wisdom. So you see, education and wisdom are not necessarily the same. Somebody may be illiterate, they maybe never went to school, but they can have wisdom from God's word. Somebody may be extremely highly educated with all sorts of degrees, etc., and they can be a fool. And in God's eyes, many of those people are just that, fools. Absolutely foolish, because they don't have the wisdom of God. A friend loves at all times, and brothers are there to share trouble with. So we've got to be friends who love at all times, not just in the nice times. Think of the prodigal son and how his friends all left him. Anyone who thinks and speaks evil can expect to find no good, but only evil. There's nothing but sadness and sorrow for the father whose son becomes a fool and rejects wisdom. A wise person seeks to do wise things, but a fool starts off in many directions. In other words, the fool has no clear objective. And that is what's important, to have the clear objective, which is to glorify God and be in his kingdom. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitter regret to his mother. It is not right to make an innocent person guilty, and justice becomes twisted when good people are punished. Those who are sure of themselves don't speak all the time. In other words, they don't just let their tongue carry them away. True wisdom is to keep calm. Even a fool may at times be thought wise if he holds his tongue.